From Paris to Portland, you've picked up the guidebooks. You've followed the advice. This is the Fromer Travel Show. Pauline Fromer, president of Fromer Media, and Jason Cochran, editor-in-chief of Fromers.com, with the most complete, the most up-to-date travel information available anywhere. The pages of the Fromer's guidebooks come alive right now, exclusively on 77 WABC.
And welcome to the Travel Show. It is Saturday, March 7th, and we're live. I'm Jason Cochran. Pauline Fromer is in Washington, D.C., giving a speech today. So she'll be back with us next week at this time. But we've got a lot to talk about on this show today. You know, every now and then, the headlines kind of catch up with our adventures. And this is certainly talking about travel. And so we want to continue the discussion here on the Travel Show. And with us today to get that conversation rolling and to keep it rolling is one of the greatest travel writers I know. He, like so many of the people who work with us here at Fromers, is all about helping people find out facts, learn what to do and what not to do, give them great tips for their upcoming vacations. His name is Reed Bramblin. He's been here before with us before. Hi, Reed. Are you there? Well, he's muted at the moment, but we'll get him all hooked up. Reed's a terrific travel writer. He's written our guides to Italy, and he's got a terrific website called reedsguides.com. So, with a question of the day, as we always do on this show. Today, the question of the day is probably one that has been in your mind. When do you think it'll be okay to travel again? We're, of course, talking about the 19. Everyone is speaking about it, talking about it just on the news break right before we began. Everyone was talking about the coronavirus outbreak and what it's doing to the travel industry. So when will it be okay to travel again? That's the question we want you, the listener. The number for that is 800-848-9222. That's 800-848-9222. Now, of course, you may not be worried about COVID-19. I know there's a lot of people who aren't. So if that's the case and you want to talk about aspects of travel, that's also why we're here. You can go ahead and it's at 800-848-9222. Give us a call and we can ask you answer your travel questions. Reed is one of the deepest experts of Italy that you'll ever run across. Ironically, Italy happens to be one of the places with the highest number of reported outbreaks. Oh, there he is. Hi, Reed.
We're laughing. Hi, at Jason. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Yeah, well, no, we got hooked up. This is interesting because I'm actually reporting today, not from New York City, as it probably sounds like I'm a little far away. It's because I am. I'm in London. I've been in London for the last couple weeks researching the next Fromer's Guide to London. So it's kind of an interesting moment to be somewhere else outside of the American news cycle and see how people here are dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak and what they're thinking about it. So if anyone has any questions about what's going on in London as well, the number is 800-848-9222. So Reed, the question that we have posed to begin with before the questions start coming in about other travel is, how will you know when it's time to travel again? Do you think people should be traveling now?
Well, I think it depends. It depends on your own personal risk factors and your ability to handle the idea that maybe your planned travel is going to have to be postponed or even canceled. I would say definitely one thing to think about is if you are going to travel, you are going to be putting yourself in closer contact with people than you might on a regular basis in your daily life. You'll be going to museums and restaurants, whereas at home, you might be able to stick a little bit more to being a homebody. So if you have someone in your family or immediate circle who is immunocompromised, you can take that into account. But otherwise, I think that for the most part, I mean, the United States is already in one of the top 10 countries that has COVID-19. So traveling to other countries isn't necessarily going to put you more at risk, although I'm sure many people aren't going to, say, China.
Right, of course not. Well, to me, this boils down, though, in two buckets. I think we hear COVID-19 and we think, I don't want to go and get sick. But there's really two questions. Will you possibly get sick when you travel? And also, if you don't get sick, which people are saying would be the likelihood that you would not, does that mean you wouldn't get caught up in any restrictions or quarantines? And that's quite a different question. You know, so I can feel very comfortable here in London myself, but I don't know what will happen if things get rampaged out of control. how that would affect me being able to move around. And that's sort of the larger question, I feel like, when it comes to travel.
Yeah, you know, I actually had something very similar. The last time we had an outbreak of a disease came from China during the SARS epidemic about 18 years ago. I had a family trip planned there with my parents and my wife. And SARS was getting, you know, more and more sort of in the news the way COVID-19 is right now. And the very week that we had to decide whether or not we were going to postpone our trip or at least take our airline tickets and use them somewhere else was the week that Beijing closed all museums and restaurants. Mm-hmm. And we just told ourselves, you know, we didn't think we were going to catch it, but we worried because we were going into like small villages in Sichuan province, and we worried that we would cough in front of the wrong local official and be quarantined for a month. So we ended up indeed not doing that trip and rebooking travel elsewhere with our travel vouchers from the airline. So
it's interesting here in London, you know, it's true that when people cough for any reason, you sort of wonder why they're coughing. I was on the tube the other day, and sometimes when I eat dairy, I cough or clear my throat for like, you know, half an hour afterwards. And I was doing that very once or twice, and I know, but I could feel them sort of gravitate away from me just in case I happen to be a carrier. So you want to turn to people and say, no, I'm fine. But that's basically the extent of the paranoia that I've seen in London. London is having the exact problem that they're having in the US with hand sanitizer being sold out everywhere. And, you know, certain unscrupulous individuals selling it for incredible markups online. That's happening here as well. But other than that, people aren't really adjusting their behavior much. I was just out today at a food market at Maltby Street, and it was packed. It was busy. One of the an urban cidery. It was delicious. They make all these different apple ciders. There are a couple hundred people in there. Now, the World Health is saying that only 3 feet is really all the distance they really recommend between you and somebody else. Of course, if they're more would be in order. But in general, a 3 feet foot radius is all they're really saying right now at the World Health Organization. And even then, of course, it's if the other person is suspected.
Yeah,
I guess it's because in London, you know, they went to the Blitz, right? I mean, there's something about the character of these people, like, oh, this, I can handle this.
Yeah, you know, Italy yesterday reopened a lot of museums, especially in the north where the biggest outbreaks have been. And the rule is they have to limit the number of people going in so that they can be a meter apart, which is the 3 feet.
Yeah, rule. 3 feet. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Italy's got a bad rep at the moment for having a huge number of cases. But of course, it all comes down to how many people have been tested. Italy has been pretty rigorous about testing people. And so, of course, their numbers are going to be higher than a country that hasn't tested people and so don't have the statistic. And South Korea is another example. I want to say one thing and mark my words on this. We're going to hear in the U.S. about a lot more cases in the next week. This is not because necessarily suddenly it's out of control. It's because suddenly a lot of places have finally gotten some testing kits. There's going to be a lot more testing happening in the next week. So you're going to see the numbers zoom up. But the situation hasn't necessarily changed. It's just that we're now marking it a lot better than we were a week or so ago. Which it brings me another question. You know, when I decided whether to come to London or not, I thought, you know, if this continues to spread, it's going to be everywhere. And I think that's the consensus now that everyone has. It's going to be everywhere eventually. So now it's just a matter of how do you manage it? How do you wash your hands, make sure you're not going to, you know, put yourself at risk? And the same things you do at home, you could do when you travel. Am I being naive about this?
No, I think you're right. Obviously, you know, you're a little distressed to see people wearing masks when it's unnecessary, like the masks are for when you're sick, you know. But like you said, the hand washing thing is important. If nothing else, my two young children have gotten a lot better about washing their hands because they've been taught to do it in school once again. And I also like to point out, just bringing it back to the travel mode, that many travel companies, they're desperately wanting people to book travel because all of a sudden, you know, the numbers are plummeting. So many of them who normally would have, you know, ironclad cancellation and change fees are just waiving them left and right. Airlines and cruise lines and things like that, because they say, if you book your travel now and you feel uncomfortable, you can change it. Now, it's usually a voucher to travel later. It's not a refund, but they are trying to make people feel more comfortable with actually committing to a booking right now.
Yeah. And that makes it easier for some people who are worried, you know, but not, you're not really sure if they would get sick, just worried about it. Yeah. Do you, can you give me a couple examples of what are some of the more generous policies right now?
Sure. Well, most of the airlines are doing the same policy. They've agreed to this past week, waive change fees on all tickets booked this month, although it's effective as of the day you book the ticket, the day that they made the policy up. So it might be March 3rd through the 31st, March 6th, and some limit the dates of travel you can rebook through June. Of course, the famously customer service allergic airlines Spirit and Frontier have not joined that generosity. And I feel fair to point out that Southwest never has charged change fees. I do know that my mother is planning to take a cruise with a friend in May on a Viking River cruise in Europe. And Viking contacted my mother's friend, who had booked directly with them, to let her know that she can postpone her trip up to 24 hours before the actual embarkation for a full, not a refund, but a voucher for the full amount that'll be good for 2 years. So if day before the cruise she decides she doesn't feel comfortable, she can cancel that cruise and have 2 years to use that voucher again. My mother booked the same cruise through Gate One Travel, which is a big travel company we've mentioned often at Frommer's. And they have a similar policy, very generous, that if you cancel within a week of travel, you have a 100% voucher to travel within the next 18 months with them. And you can book anything you want with that voucher. You could book travel to a different destination. It doesn't have to be the same trip that you originally booked.
So this is all to try to get people to purchase travel right now without fear. They would think, okay, I can cancel later on if I want to.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to talk to Lewis from Springfield, who's calling in, but I'm going to give that number again for more questions. 800-848-9222. We'll be back in a sec.
Pauline Frommer, Jason Cochran, The Frommer Travel Show. Only here, where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC.
This week's program is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Protect your travel investment with Allianz. That's A-L-L-I-A-N-Z, travelinsurance.com. Or read, as they say here, Zed in London. So the number is 800-848-9222. We're asking questions about, is it safe to travel right now with COVID-19 flying about? Will it be safe? When will it be safe? Or if you have other travel questions, go ahead and give them a call. 800-848-9222. That's the number that Lewis from Springfield, New Jersey called. Lewis, hi. Thanks for waiting. You're live on the travel show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, that's Plainfield, New Jersey.
Thank you for
taking my call. No. That's my fault. I got two huge trips coming up. Let me just start by saying that I'm one of those individuals that is not as concerned. I got a lot of family members that are in the medical field. Mm-hmm. I also work for the state of New York, so I get a lot of information, a lot of updates. So I'm not as concerned as many people in the state are. So one of my trips is to the Bahamas, and that's going to be, I'm going to fly to the Bahamas first week in April. So that's a couple of weeks from now. Mm-hmm. And then I got a big trip to Ireland, Scotland, and Norway to Norwegian, and that will be at the end of August. Who knows where we're going to be at with this 3-4 months from now, right? But
sure.
Like you said, you know, it is a given, like geometry, it is a given that the numbers will go from the hundreds to the thousands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll be on your doorstep pretty soon. So if it's going to be on your doorstep anyway, we're not going to stay inside for the next 2 years. We're going to have to learn how to incorporate this into our lives somehow.
Exactly. So I'm not worried. I mean, I'm not worried, but I mean, do you think eventually the airline companies, the cruise companies, will they themselves eventually begin to cancel trips and begin to kind of limit?
You know, it's already happening. You said you were flying Norwegian, right? They've already scaled back, I think, 22 flights between now and the beginning of May. They've pared down their schedule. But who knows if they'll be healthy? Reed?
Yeah, certainly most companies have canceled a lot of trips to Asia, Southeast Asia in parts, and Korea, and any cruise lines that leave from, say, Singapore in China. A lot of trips in northern Italy have been canceled by the tour companies. I think, though, that they're doing, for example, the cruise lines, because you mentioned cruising, they're doing something which is to try to keep the viruses off of their ships because, you know, once the virus gets on a ship, it gets very hard to contain, as we've seen with these ships being offshore in Japan and San Francisco. And so they're doing temperature screenings on everybody going on the ship, the crew, all the passengers. And this is something that their industry group, the CLIA, has instituted, and they've all pretty much adopted it. And they also are not allowing boarding to anyone who has been to one of the most affected countries, like China, South Korea, Japan, Iran, and Italy in the last 2 weeks or so. So their aim is really to make passengers feel comfortable that if they get on the boat, it is unlikely or less likely that there will be an already infected passenger on the boat. And I think we're going to see more and more of that kind of procedure going forward as these companies struggle, frankly, to fill the seats and the staterooms.
So, Lewis, when you're talking about flying, you said you're flying Norwegian, right?
Yeah, I'm going to fly. Norwegian is going to fly me from JFK to England, and then from England, I'm going to take a Norwegian ship that's going to go through Ireland, Scotland, and Norway.
Right. So that is one of the routes that Norwegian is flying less of, but it hasn't abandoned it. But I would just remember that travel insurance, you've already purchased your vacation. I'm not sure if you'd be able to now, is so useful. Now, here's the thing about travel insurance right now. Because now that COVID-19 is a well-known thing, some policies won't cover it. They'll say, you knew about this before you bought. So what if you want to make sure that no matter what you do, you're completely safe, you'll either do what Reed was talking about and check the policy of the company that you're purchasing with. It might be very lenient just so they get your business. But the other thing is to buy a cancel for any reason policy. They're more expensive on travel insurance, but they are worth it because you can then, like it says, cancel for any reason and get your money back. And you could decide, I don't want to go because it's a Wednesday. And they'll go, okay, here's your money. So most travel policies won't come with that unless you specifically purchased it.
But so, just to add to that, Jason,
I guess I wouldn't be concerned, though, about getting ill, would you, any more than you would be here?
No, I wouldn't, certainly. But just a caveat on the cancel for any reason policies, you said you get your money back. You get 50 to 75% of your money back.
Is
the standard policy on most CFAR. And they can be quite expensive. But if it's a trip that you have to take, like it's a business trip or something where you really have to go, but you are worried about it, this might be the time that it might be worth spending that extra money for the peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
So, Lewis, yeah. Is that what you were thinking?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm hopeful that we slow down. I mean, think about it. I mean, New York City has 9 million plus people. We have 11 cases confirmed. That is 0.000001%, right? And people are like emptying shelves in supermarkets. I imagine when those numbers go up.
Yeah. And, you know, people are buying toilet paper like crazy, but this is a respiratory disease. So that's another thing to consider. Thanks, Lewis. We appreciate you giving us the call. If you want to call, the number is 800-848-9222. That's the number that Joe from Spring Lake called. Hi, Joe. You are live on the travel show. How can we help?
Hi, yes.
Joe?
My family and I, we booked a trip to Italy for May 1st. There's six of us, and it's all paid for. We got it in January. We did buy travel insurance, and so I just was wondering, you know, it's not canceled for any reason insurance. I don't have that rider on it, but I guess if there's a medical condition or whatever, something like that, I can get coverage for it. The thing is, I actually have an anxiety disorder, so I just was wondering, is something like that valid? To be able to get a refund on the trip.
With whom did you buy the travel, Joe?
Well, I bought it through a travel agent. Mm-hmm. She purchased all the the trips that we were taking and she purchased the airline tickets and all that. So that's all paid for.
And do you know who the travel insurance is through?
Yes, it's through AIG.
Okay. Now, if it's booked independently with a lot of different venues, you'd have to approach them to find out whether or not they would issue a waiver or allow you to with the doctor's note about anxiety disorder or a pre-existing condition. That's something people have been asking about, whether or not that would be enough. The problem is really that potential to contract an illness has never been one of the reasons that allows you to cancel travel insurance. If you look at the vacation policy. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. The insurance will not cover canceling a vacation because you might contract an illness, even if there is an outbreak in the destination to which you are going, which obviously in your case there has been. You would have to read the fine print on the individual policy. But as we said before, unfortunately, unless you get a CFAR, outbreaks, acts of terrorism, acts of war, very few of those are actually covered. You'd think they would be. But you can certainly approach the company. But I think, early May, who knows what's going to be happening? And again, Italy, yes, it's been hard hit, but we've been pretty hard hit as well. I think you can contact them to see what's going to what they would say. But I think you also might be okay doing it. Where are you going to be traveling in Italy, Joe?
Well, we were starting out in Rome for a couple of days, and then we were going to be heading down to the Positano area. And then my wife and I were going to stay a little bit longer and go into Tuscany, go to Lucca for a few days.
Oh, Lucca's beautiful. Well, I guess the good news is that currently the outbreak in Italy is mostly constricted to the north, to Lombardy and the neighboring Veneto and Emilia-Romagna regions, like Milan and Verona, right, and that area. Not that there certainly aren't cases elsewhere, but in Italy itself, a lot of people, there have been a lot of cancellations of vacations to the north where they're going south, as you are, down to the Amalfi Coast or Sicily. So it is a less affected area of Italy to begin with. So hopefully that will put your mind at ease. Although, of course, every day we're seeing different statistics. So you can just, keep up on things and keep it all in perspective in terms of how infectious it is and the effect that it could have.
I appreciate that. That's sort of the plan. It's a wait and see approach right now. And, as it gets closer, we'll figure out what's going on and what we have to do if we decide we don't want to go.
All right.
And so it may just happen that the people who... It may just happen that your people who sold you the vacation will actually have an out at that point, because so many travel sellers are coming up more and more day after day with outs for people to cancel without much of a penalty. So that it might happen,
I appreciate that. That's something I hadn't thought about. So that's good advice. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. I hope you get to go, and I hope you have a good time and stay healthy. We're going to take another break pretty soon. Our number, though, give us a call. We'll answer it as soon as we get back. 800-848-9222. Now, we've been talking about travel insurance, and making a list of what to bring is a great way to prepare for the next trip. But you know what? So is travel insurance. Make sure that is on your list. Allianz Travel Insurance protects your travel investment if you cancel for any reason covered by the policy. They also offer 24/7 travel car. Allianz Travel Insurance can even cover expensive medical emergencies and evacuations timely. Insurance from Allianz, visit allianz travelinsurance.com. We'll be right back.
The Frommer's Guidebooks come alive. Pauline Frommer and Jason Cochran. The Frommer Travel Show on 77 WABC.
Show. This is Jason Cochran. I'm in London. So I think every now and then the audio is a bit glitchy. But right before we left, we were reasserting how important it is to get travel insurance at this time, especially. We were talking about our sponsor, Allianz Travel Insurance. They cover travel delays, lost luggage, 24/7 travel assistance. They can get rental car coverage for just $9 a day, and they can cover medical emergencies and evacuations. So if you're worried about COVID-19 when you travel, they've got a policy that'll put your mind at ease. To learn more about travel insurance from Allianz, visit allianztravelinsurance.com. That's allianztravelinsurance.com. We're going to take some more calls. The number is 800-848-9222. That is 800-848-WABC. That's the number that Lucy called. Lucy is in New York City. Lucy, hi, you're live on the travel show. How can we help you?
Yes, Lucy. Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, hello? Yeah, we hear you now. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. You have two questions. I'm going, I know I called before, and I forgot the lady's name, Julie. No, I don't know her name. I'm sorry. I spoke to your the one that works with you.
Sure. And, okay.
And I mentioned to her. She told me to book domestic flights to book them 4 weeks in advance, 4 weeks before your trip. And now I want to know, when is the best time to book? Is it in the weekend, weekday? Doesn't matter when you book. Or how, and then the other question is,
yeah, this a great question. Let's take that one first and we'll move on to the second one after. Reed is a good man for this question. Reed is the man who does the very intense study that we put on fromers.com every year about the best and worst airfare search engines. So Reed, do you have any advice for Lucy on this topic?
Well, the best time to actually book the airfare, it doesn't really matter what day of the week it is, although traditionally it has been Tuesday or Wednesday for a very weird reason, which is that over the weekends, many airlines sort of play this little game where they will each try to find the right price point and they'll bump up their tickets cost because they figure people are researching and booking airfares on the weekend when they have their free time. And then if nobody has bumped up to reach to match them, because they tend to try to go up together, they'll come back down on Tuesday. So kind of an industry little insider secret there. So often on Tuesday or Wednesday morning, it'll be cheaper to actually book the airfare. Much more importantly is what day you're actually going to fly. It tends to be cheaper to fly during the week than on the weekend, although for some domestic destinations that are very popular among business travelers, it's actually cheaper to fly on the weekend because they're the ones who are flying Monday through Friday.
Although business travelers aren't traveling very much right now, so who knows what that'll do to airfares.
Yeah, they're using a lot of these apps that allow them to conference the way we're doing today.
But also they're canceling conferences all around the world at the moment. Lucy, what was your second question?
Yeah, my second question is I want to be going to a cruise April 18, boarding from Miami on the Horizon, Carnival Horizon, going to Southern Caribbean. I don't know that. I haven't heard anything about cancellation of that. I didn't pay for insurance either.
Well, most of the cruise lines are offering some sort of advanced cancellation for free, but some of them it's like a 30-day ahead of time. Do you know what it is for Carnival, Reed?
Offhand, I don't. But if it makes you feel any better, the Southern Caribbean doesn't really have any cases of COVID-19 at the moment.
If they canceled it, she will not suffer the consequences. I'll give her of something that she can use for later on. Right.
Right. You will get, if the cruise itself gets canceled, you will get a voucher for a future cruise of equal or lesser value. So that won't be an issue if the cruise line cancels it. In terms of insurance, again, insurance, unless you get the cancel for any reason policy, is not going to help you out on canceling if there is, in fact, an outbreak or really any other reason. And if you want to get that kind of policy, you often have to buy it within 2 weeks of having booked the travel. Although, again, I think travel insurance companies are starting to get a little bit more lenient on these rules as people are flocking to them to look for relief. I just checked the Johns Hopkins Global Cases website, and the only cases currently in Southern Caribbean are two confirmed on Martinique. So they're in pretty good shape. So I think your cruise, unless things go sideways, should be in good shape in April.
And believe me, Lucy, the people who run the cruises do not want to have a situation where people are ill on board. So they're going to be the first people to get you out of hot water. They're not going to, you know, try to send people on a cruise to get the money unless they feel like it's going to be safe. I think they've learned some tough lessons in the last few weeks. Princess, you know, just caught at the very start of this outbreak, and two of their cruises have been semi-quarantined because of it. But as this goes along, they're not going to run cruises at all, I think, if they find out that there's going to be some trouble.
All right, thank you.
All right, Lucy, thanks for calling. The number you should call to, 800-848-9222. We're answering your COVID-19 travel questions. We're also answering your general travel questions because Reed knows a lot about Italy, and we're not going to be staying home forever. We're going to be traveling again. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Get a jump on vacation plans. The Fromer Travel Show. Pauline Fromer and Jason Cochran. 77 WABC.
Welcome back to the Travel Show. This week's program is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Protect your travel investment with Allianz. That's Allianz, travelinsurance.com. I'm Jason Cochran, and I'm here with Reed Bramblett, an excellent travel writer and consumer reporter, because Pauline Fromer is giving a speech today in Washington, D.C. Reed, one thing that you and I haven't touched on today in our discussion about COVID-19 is what would you do if you wanted insurance with medical and evacuation? So like you feel fine now, you take your vacation, suddenly you don't feel so good and you want to come home. What do you do?
Our types of travel insurance that specifically cover medical evacuation. So you can get a policy that would cover you to get evacuated in that case. I mean, you need to look into your insurance policies. One that specializes in it is called MedJet Assist. But many other companies also offer it as an add-on to an insurance policy. So if you worry about being
and
in a country
and can you get it now, even though we know COVID-19 is out there now, can you still add it on, or they consider that a known problem and they wouldn't cover it now?
If you're willing to pay for the insurance, they will give you the insurance. They haven't been canceling or blacklining that particular aspect of policies.
Very useful. The number for calling us is 800-848-9222. Give us a call. We're talking about COVID-19. Should we be afraid? Darlene gave us a call from Sparta, New Jersey. Darlene, I lived in Sparta when I was a kid. I know it and love it. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. This is my first time calling any show. I have tickets to Broadway shows. I have one for April 2nd. I'm going to see Tina, and then I have an expensive one for Hamilton on the 24th of April. Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid. I don't know if I should go. I don't know if Ticketmaster is going to compensate me for anything. I'm just afraid.
We're a long way away from April. That's one benefit. I think as the days come closer, you'll have a better feeling about what you want to do. I will say that I went to the theater in London last night. I saw Daniel Radcliffe and Alan Cumming in a play here in London, and it was fine. Wow. The theater was full. And I went to 2 days ago to see Waitress. It's a musical playing in London, and with Sarah Bareilles performing the stuff that she wrote in the show. So I've been to the theater twice this week. The theaters were full. The big concern is that it's this basic hygiene. It's if people are coughing and sneezing near you, that's the trouble. Most times when people don't feel well, they won't go to the theater. So there's that to consider. I think that people who run these theaters will, if things get extreme, they will, of course, cancel a performance and they would probably be able to reschedule you. But that's probably not going to happen. I'm throwing myself on a limb here. But they're very careful not to do that because, there's maybe not necessarily a need to quite yet, as long as we keep proper hygiene. How do you feel about this, Reed?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's what the CDC and everyone else keeps telling us. Wash your hands, wash them well, try to avoid touching your face, which is a lot harder than it sounds. And, I'm very cognizant now when I've been out and about that I've touched other surfaces. And so I'll go wash my hands before I do anything else when I get home. And Darlene, I got to tell you, if you don't plan on using those Hamilton tickets, you can certainly send them to me. It's a great show.
People say that I could resell them for double the price. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just concerned. Yes, I know about the hygiene. But the thing is, in April is far away. But it seems like the more days that we allow to pass, the more cases we see in New York and New Jersey,
And I think that's going to happen. I think eventually we're going to reach a point where we all know how to live with this as carefully as we can. Like I said before, we cannot stay inside for the next 2 years because there's a chance this will come again next winter and, perhaps a little bit more powerfully as these things sometimes do. We're not going to stay home. We all have to learn how to live with it. And I think theater tickets and travel are part of it. The question is, how do you mitigate the risk that we're all going to be living with for the next little while?
But my situation also, and I forgot to tell you, that I am over 60, and I do have a condition where my immune system is low.
Yeah, so that's something for you to consider then, I don't know what to tell you, because but right now we're not hearing about any outbreaks or things being spread in theaters. Everything that's happened so far hasn't been that. So, I mean, no one has a crystal ball. No one can tell you what the case will be. But I will say that right now at this moment, I wouldn't feel necessarily uncomfortable unless there were people around you who were ill, visibly ill. Unfortunately, Hamilton's one of those shows you don't want to give up tickets, so I don't know what to tell you on that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem.
Sure. But, you know, any consolation, I went. Yeah. So the number is 800-848-9222. Before we take a very quick break, our last one and our shortest one, going to mention once again how important it is to look at travel insurance. We say this every week, regardless of the fact that Allianz Travel Insurance is our sponsor, because travel insurance is so important to get because things can go wrong. Things do go wrong, even when there's no COVID-19 flying about. And Allianz Travel Insurance protects your travel investment so that if you have to cancel for a reason covered by the policy, you're okay. They also cover delays, lost luggage, 24/7 travel assistance. You can get rental car coverage for $9 a day. And they'll even cover medical emergencies and evacuations that we were talking about a little bit earlier. So to learn more about travel insurance from Allianz, visit AllianzTravelInsurance.com. That's AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
The most popular destinations for you and your family right here. Pauline Frommer and Jason Cochran, The Frommer Travel Show, 77 WABC.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. We've been answering COVID-19 questions today. If you have some of your own, it's 800-848-9222, especially as it pertains to travel. And if you just want to go somewhere, don't worry about COVID. Let us know your questions. We can answer them. Reed Bramblett, who is my co-host for today, is a big Italy expert, can answer anything you have to ask him about Italy. But in the meantime, we have a call. It's from Frank in Queens. And I understand Frank has some great info for us about what the cruise lines are doing.
Yeah, I can tell you about Royal Caribbean and Celebrity. If you are booked through July 31st, you can cancel within 48 hours of the cruise, and they will give you full cruise credit for a future cruise. Number two, if you book air with them, they will waive any change fees. You will only pay the difference in the airfare. Number three, if you get to the port, they are going to scan your forehead and take your temperature. If you have a temperature over 100.4, you are going to go to another place. If they deem you not able to board the ship, they are giving full refunds.
And if you have a fever over 100, please don't go for your cruise. I mean, I think exactly. We all depend on each other when it comes for our health. We're all in this together. And if you feel sick, whether or not you really don't want to be sick, no one wants to be sick, stay home until you're better. It just is good for everybody.
Absolutely.
Frank, are you a travel advisor of some kind?
Not at all, but I love the travel industry. I listen to you all the time, and I always look to give information where I can get it.
It was very helpful. Thank you so much for giving us a call, Frank. Call anytime. We've got another call from John in Rockland. Hey, John, you're live on The Travel Show. How can we help you?
Hi, I have a relative who is stationed in Malta for the next couple of years and has extended an invite for me and my family. And I'd like to combine that trip with a trip to Rome. And I'm wondering if that's possible to go from Rome to Malta easily, and how much time would I need in both cities or both places?
Well, John, yes, indeed it is. In fact, Italy is the main gateway to get to Malta. So flying into Rome and from Rome to Malta would be not only easy, but very convenient, and probably the way you would be getting to Malta in the first place. How long of a trip do you want to take overall?
John, how long do you want to be gone? Well, I think we might have lost John. So you just have to vamp on that.
Okay.
How long should he
just
take?
In case, let's say he has a 2-week vacation. He wants to split it between Rome and Malta. I would say spend at least 4 or 5 days in Rome. I would say spend a lifetime in Rome. But in this particular case, 4 or 5 days is probably a good amount of time, especially because he's going to have an inside connection once he gets to Malta. So he won't be just going as a tourist. He's going to be there with his relative, his cousin, who has been stationed over there for at least a small amount of time by the time he gets there. And his cousin's going to be able to show him sides of Malta that he wouldn't necessarily see on his own. And he's going to have a much more homey experience. So I would probably actually spend the bulk of the time in Malta just because he's going to get that kind of experience. Not that Rome wouldn't be worth spending the full 2 weeks in. I only request that he does my favorite thing in Malta, which is to visit the deteriorating set from the movie Popeye, the Robert Altman movie from the 70s, which was filmed there and they built
the
whole
town.
That's
your favorite thing to do in Malta?
It's a little silly, but I just think it's kind of hilarious that Popeye's Sweet Haven was built there and is still kind of standing.
So Malta is best in the summer, I would imagine.
It is. It can get quite hot in August. It is in the southern Mediterranean, and it can get quite empty in the winter months. But it's good spring through fall.
So, Reed, we started this show with the question, when is it going to be okay to travel again? Do you have any thoughts about that? Is it okay now to travel?
I'll tell you this. I'm not canceling my spring break trip down to Florida in a couple of weeks. My mother's not canceling her European cruise in May, at least not yet. I think, like people have said, we just have to wait and see. As time goes on, we can certainly plan our trips right now, even if we're not pulling the trigger on booking things yet. And I think as we've seen, for example, in China, we've seen that, yes, they have a huge number of cases, but they've been leveling off. I mean, this disease does tend to spread, but it reaches a plateau. And I think that, yes, it seems scary day to day to see these numbers go tick up and up and up. But I think it's just because we're getting a clearer sense of what's going on with it. And at a certain point, it's not going to continue to grow exponentially, and I think people will start to calm down a little bit then. I hope.
I'm we'll learn how to live with it a little bit. Yeah,
I'm not as infectious disease expert at all. I'm just taking a positive view.
Right, we're just coping with it like everybody else. I think that the hardest thing right now is the anxiety. We don't know what's going to happen, and that's why it's so confusing for us to know whether we should be canceling things or not, because we don't have enough information. We haven't been living with it long enough to know what the new rules are going to be. But the new rules can't be that we shut down, because our economy can't take it. I think our hearts can't take it. We don't want to be stuck up in our houses for you know, months and months at a time. It's just not going to happen that way. We've got to figure out a way to incorporate this new reality into the way we live our lives. And we're still figuring that out because we don't quite know what that new reality even is yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, I found a great quote earlier this week. Every storm runs out of rain. It's something that Maya Angelou had said once or wrote. Every storm runs out of rain, which means this too shall pass. And I really, really love that quote because I do feel like we will be traveling again. So don't stop dreaming about where you want to go. You just got to figure out how to incorporate this new reality into our lives, do what we can to make ourselves healthy. But I wouldn't let it keep you at home. But give this, like we were talking about, give it a little bit of time till we figure out what's what and, you know, and how this is going to fit into our lives day to day. Yeah, Reed?
Yep, I agree, Grayson.
Well, you know, it's sort of a downer of a show, but I know it's been on people's minds this week, you know, COVID-19. Like I said, I'm here in London. Everything's fine. It's business as usual with just a little bit of, you know, side eye wondering what's going to happen next. You know, we've been through worse as people, and this is going to be just fine. And I'm going to keep traveling myself. By the way, you can find out more about us on fromers.com. That's FROMMERS.com. We're also on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram as Fromers. We're everywhere. So don't be afraid to follow us on all of those platforms. You can also send us email so we can answer your questions here on the show. If you don't feel like talking, FromerTravelShow@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for bearing with us this week with the audio glitches and with a slightly depressing topic. Thank you, Reed, for being a part of the travel show once again. You'll join us here next week. We'll be live again with Pauline Fromer. In the meantime, bon voyage.